The following program was paid for by the Bianchi Law Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision. Robert A. Bianchi, Esquire, and David J. Bruno, Esquire, are New Jersey Supreme Court certified criminal trial attorneys of the Bianchi Law Group, LLC, handling criminal defense, domestic violence, and municipal court cases with a team of former prosecutors who fight the government when they charge their clients with crimes. 8 Campus Drive, Suite 105, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. 862-210-8570. So you've come here for the truth. Well, we've got the truth and nothing but the truth. Two of New Jersey's well-known former prosecutors bring you real-life encounters and candid conversations from thought-provoking guests ranging from all walks of life. Here you will find how today's thought leaders in their industries faced immense challenges and adversities with captivating stories ending in personal triumph and ultimate success. Come here for the truth and to know your most important rights, the right to live a fulfilled life, and your right to be your own success. Here are your hosts, Robert A. Bianchi and David J. Bruno.
Welcome to WMTR Radio's Nothing But the Truth with your hosts, Bob Bianchi and Dave Bruno. Every Saturday at 10:30, podcast dropping on Wednesdays. We have a great guest today, Dave. Very proud to have this guest. And this show is about mindset and success and in scaling of businesses and things of that nature. But this is one of our own. You want to make an introduction?
Absolutely. Christina Hall is with us today. Welcome, Christina.
Thank you.
Christina is our newest associate at the Bianchi Law Group. She is number 7 here, our 7th attorney at the Bianchi Law Group, and Bob, oh, far how we have come. Pre-COVID, it was Bob and I, 2 at the Bianchi Law Group, and present day, Christina brings a tremendous amount of value to our team, and she is number 7. And a unique ad for us, Bob, because Christina retired from the appellate division after 33 years as an attorney at the appellate division, and she was the director of Central Appellate Research. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what that is and what she did there, but her specialty is legal research, brief writing, and really providing support to our team of former prosecutors here at the Bianchi Law Group when we need it to supplement the legal research in the cases.
Yeah, Dave, when we came out, one of the things that I wanted to do was to run this very much like we did in the prosecutor's office. And what I mean by that is having specialties in certain areas so that we can give a more fulsome representation to our clients. What a lot of people may not get, Dave, because we say appellate division and things like that, and everybody kind of maybe glazes over. But, you know, I'm a trial lawyer. You're a trial lawyer. We're 2 New Jersey Supreme Court certified criminal trial lawyers. We're the kind of guys that go in there with a bat and, you know, hammer witness, euphemistically, of course, in the courtroom in front of a jury. But there's a whole nother space in the law, and that's in appeals. And when can you appeal? And are you legally doing things correctly in the trial court, what it is that we do? And having access to somebody, and this is what we had in the prosecutor's office, where you could call up, and Christina's been knocking it out of the park. Got an issue about this, got an issue about that. Can you tell me about this? Most lawyers are waiting till like after the case to send something to the appellate people. We love that we have an appellate person with us right now. And when we're on our huddles, which we do a couple of times a week, where we're going over all the clients' cases, Christina's a force multiplier because she can give us that appellate perspective, which assists us to get even a more optimal result in the trial courts. Now, just my last point, we do use and have used appellate lawyers before at the Bianchi Law Group. We've done it on a per diem basis, and some people do it that way when we've identified issues. But there is nothing like having the real deal like Christina. Mm-hmm. She didn't get to the position of being a director that in charge of over 20 lawyers, maybe close to 25, that lend their expertise as lawyers to the appellate division judges in the state of New Jersey when they have a hard time understanding a legal issue. Wow, I'm blown away.
Yeah, the reason why that's so important too is because we're at the trial level, and that's where cases are prosecuted and cases are tried. And then the appellate division is there to review the trial court records to determine if there's any errors that require reversals. So it's so important for trial attorneys at the lower level to know the law, know what the precedent is, how to interpret statutes and rules, to not make mistakes, to have to redo cases or get things reversed.
Cutting edge changes that are happening day in and day out.
Trending. I mean, absolutely. Every single day, there are new cases coming out from the appellate division and the New Jersey Supreme Court that have precedent over day-to-day operations for all lawyers. So it's important to stay up on all this law, know the law, know how it applies to each individual case. And Christina is here to provide support, and that is her expertise, to be able to dip into the precedent and read the cases and help us interpret and really be prepared in the courtroom.
You know, it sounds like we could sit there and do a whole show of us bragging about Christina, but let's get to a little Christina here right now. I mean, it's really amazing. We're really, really excited, and we got a tease at the end because there's something else that we're going to wind up doing with Christina that is amazing. We'll be talking about that on the other side of the break. Yeah. But Christina, listen. Thank you very much. I mean, you had opportunities to be with any law firm, you know, coming out with that impeccable record that you have and experiences that you have. And you chose us, and we're very proud and honored about that. And tell us a little bit about what your job experience is like, what you do, because I don't think most lawyers even know there is this unit that even exists.
No, yeah. They don't. And, you know, it was such a great job. I really think that the appellate division in New Jersey is one of the greatest courts in the country. You can count on an appellate division judge to have read the record, and sometimes there's boxes of them and briefs. And, you know if your case gets there that it will be taken very seriously. The problem is, and Dave, you were talking about, I think it's so critical, is when it gets there, it's on paper. It's a paper transcript. It's a paper exhibit. So if you, as a trial judge, a trial attorney, don't address an issue, if you don't look for the discovery, if you don't do your job right, and by the time it gets to the appellate division, you know, we're looking at a blank record. Mm. So it's so, so critical at that very first stage of the trial to have everything like exactly the way you should know the issues, you should know your discovery, you should know what motions you need to make, you should know what new law is out there. And that's just critically important.
I must admit, Bob, you know, because we put out the ad for an appellate attorney. And when we got Christina's application, I, and I've been practicing a while now, had no idea that this appellate, the Central Appellate Research Division even existed.
Me too.
So if you could, please tell us more about this division in this Central Appellate Research Division in the Appellate Division, what it does.
So in New Jersey, you have a right to appeal from every final judgment. So appeals to the Appellate Division run the gamut from A to Z. It's administrative to criminal to you name it. And some of the appeals are small and some of them are huge, with tens of thousands of pages and complicated, complicated briefs. So what Central Research does is we pull the more difficult, the harder briefs, and we're help to the appellate division judges on those bigger, bigger cases that a law clerk in their 1 year clerkship is just not going to be able to do. So that's what we do. And a lot of the attorneys have expertise in certain areas that we can be relied on, because it's a huge, huge workload for the appellate division judges. So, you know, obviously the judges make the final decision. They're the ones who, you know, review the law, who decide to affirm or to reverse or something else. But we do research and we write for the appellate division in the hardest cases that are in New Jersey and some of the most interesting.
Yeah. And I want to talk to you about the fact that, and again, I can pat you on the back because you deserve it. You started out as one of those lawyers.
Correct.
And then you went through years of that and made it to the director's position in charge of 25?
Yes, correct. 25 attorneys? And some staff, too.
And some staff. I just want to let the – first of all, what do you think was the reason that you were so successful? And I think that even lawyers are going to have difficulty understanding – well, maybe not lawyers, but you know, even non-lawyers – but the amount of responsibility that is being given to those lawyers to assist judges that are making the most important and consequential legal decisions that mm-hmm. affect the entire legal system in New Jersey. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I started out, I loved research and write. And I did a clerkship, and then I was in private practice for a few years. but I just wasn't getting any research and writing, you know, responsibility really at all at that private practice firm. And when I saw this ad, I just jumped at it for research and writing. And I didn't even know exactly what the job entailed. I'd never heard of central research. Mm-hmm. And I remember interviewing with my boss and I said to her, you know, so what do you do? And when she told me, I just said, oh, I would love to do that. And I think that was part of it. You know, I have such enthusiasm for my work. I really enjoy it. I like doing a good job with it. So I moved up from, you know, regular research attorney. And then I was a supervisor of a group of people where I was in Law Journal when I was in law school, a notes and comments editor. So it's kind of like that, where you would look at their work and, you know, check citations and make sure the law is all correct. So I did that for a little while. And then I moved up to the director position a couple of years ago.
I will listen. We have to take a break right now, but we're going to come back on the other end and more with Christina about the project that we got coming up and much more about her success. But you're listening to WMTR Radio. It's Nothing But the Truth. Bob Bianchi, Dave Bruno. We'll be right back.
At the Bianchi Law Group, our team of former prosecutors and certified criminal trial attorneys specialize in criminal defense and domestic violence cases. When you need a law firm with courage, compassion, and the commitment to fight for you, call the Bianchi Law Group today.
Welcome back to WMTR Radio. It's Nothing But the Truth. Bob Bianchi, Dave Bruno. We have Christina Hall with us. I know you have a question, Dave. Christina, just to follow up on that last answer you gave. So I think that a lot of people don't get, like, as a trial lawyer, I'm very, very comfortable. Now, could I go in front of the appellate division and argue appeals? I've done it, and write a brief, but it's not my skill set. There are very few people that could be both good trial lawyers and great appellate lawyers. Usually the two are very different disciplines. Mm-hmm. Explain that a little bit to us.
Yeah, that's a really great question. I think for a trial attorney, and something that I am really enjoying being here, it's a little bit more, it's a quicker pace. It's more like you're on your feet and you need to answer a question quickly. In the appellate division, you know, we get a brief or you're writing a brief, you know, it's limited to these issues. You have a little more time to pull it together, to read through the transcript. It's a more difficult research. I think as a trial attorney, what is so great is you have to be quick on your feet. Mm. Where an appellate attorney, it's a little bit of a slower, like more complicated process of the law itself and the writing.
Mm. Yeah, and the writing I was
and laughing. The writing
because like you're doing so much great work for us, and we got this is why I just love it. Yeah, I could write something on a Miranda issue. We are actually dealing with one of those right now, and you're listening to us pepper you with concepts and ideas, and you're reading transcripts. And I've always heard this from appellate lawyers, Bob, you're writing like you're trying to win the case again.
Yeah,
you don't need to do that, and you're able to really crystallize that in appellate talk, which I love.
Not only appellate talk, but also our strategic partners out there, our attorneys that follow us and they watch our content that comes out. You guys are in for some great blog posting because Christina is helping us with this now. Every Thursday, Christina's going to be writing and she has a column for us and really on the appellate division cases that are coming out. The precedent that affect all of our lawyers, the criminal lawyers, the matrimonial lawyers, and we're going to be selective in putting out content for those that are in the family practice, the domestic violence context, rules of evidence. So everyone's going to be seeing those Thursday blog posts come out. But even more importantly, Bob, let's talk about the new project. What are we working on right now that everyone's going to be very surprised that BLG comes out with?
You know, I'm going to hold off on that for a second because I'm going to ask Christina one question before we get to that question, which is a great question that you had. But why did you select us when you had such a high level position and did you make the right decision? I know that in front of us you're going to say, but I know what your sentiment is and I'd like you to tell our audience.
Yeah, it was our conversation on the phone. It was your enthusiasm. It was the way you were looking forward with the things like, well, I don't want to jump the gun. We'll talk about it in a minute, which is something that I love to do. I think it was your attitude. I seriously, when I talked to you on the phone that first time when we interviewed, I thought, yeah, I'm going to go work for them. I think it was the enthusiasm. And that's something that I really share about my work. It isn't something every attorney does. I was nervous to jump from having worked 33 years, you know, in the insulated world of the court system to jump back into private practice. But I felt really comfortable after talking to you. Enthusiasm and ethics and vision, I would say.
Yeah, you know, it's actually interesting you say this because I'm thinking as we're talking about it, you could have easily jumped into a firm that just does appellate work if you wanted to. You could have just retired completely. But you chose a trial law firm.
Yeah.
And so when I think you saw the vision, and at least I felt this way, I was like, wow, she realizes that she could be a force multiplier to what it is we're doing and vice versa. And you're on those huddles. And what I love about Christina is that she's like a fish in water. She jumped right in when we have our morning sessions and she's bringing, you know, heat to the game and really being a complimentary force. But when we talk to you, are we ready yet? You have something you want to say?
I mean, I like the segue. You're talking about our huddles right now, Bob.
But that's what I'm doing.
And that's the key, right?
Yeah.
Huddles, for those that don't know what a huddle is we're up to seven lawyers. And every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we're on a telephone call at 9:30 where we collectively work on all of our cases together. So a primary attorney will have a case and we'll be reporting on client communications and what's going on in negotiations and evidential issues and strategy. And we do that. And yeah, Christina has added value to be on the huddle itself and help with complex legal issues that pops up on the huddle. But Bob, what did we start to call the huddle?
So listen, well, I love the huddle because it originated from the concept of when we were prosecutors. We always sit around a table, even if it was informal, right? And we talk about the cases and this one has experience doing this, that, and the other. And this is what we've been doing since we opened up our firm. It's a great thing for the client, but we were passing on. So like it gets salty sometimes. We always say the huddle is not for the faint of heart because there could be disagreement. And I tell you, don't agree with me, let me know. We have one today. I think we should go about this way. I think we should do this way. My experience tells me this. Sometimes we have more experience attorneys, lesser experienced attorneys. Sometimes those attorneys have dealt with one kind of case, but not that kind of this case, that or the other. And so we're all kind of wrestling with it. And in the end comes to me is where you're rubbing that, you know, polishing that rock and it becomes a diamond. So we were got to a point where we were laughing to ourselves and we said, maybe we should not use the term huddle and we should call BLGCLE. And CLE, for those of you who are not attorneys, is continuing legal education. This was many, many months ago before we met Christina because we were like, man, literally they should videotape the discussions that we are having and then make great continuing legal education seminars. And then all of a sudden, what did we do, Dave?
Well, we've been speaking and providing CLE credits for other providers. We've spoke Bob recently at the State Bar Association talking about the art of negotiation and plea bargaining, myself with NJAJ and some other organizations. So we've been lecturing and providing CLE credits, but we've been doing it with other providers. So the huddles, and we started to call a BLGCLE, and we said, why? Why don't we have a CLE company to expand the knowledge, to present to other lawyers about continuing legal education? And it is happening.
Bing. Boom. You know what I love about it is, like, we're talking about business and being entrepreneurial and scaling and things of this nature. We have such, look at Christina with the skill set she's got, our skill sets, the skill sets of our attorneys in the office. We have a lot of value, at least for a guy my age and at this stage of my career. I've done all this. I love doing it, don't get me wrong, but I've got this feeling I need to do something different. Sure. I need, and usually people that are my age, at least, they want to start teaching people. They want to start passing on the knowledge. Like my father passed it on to me, and then I try to pass on to you and others. And what a platform that we have that we could do this in a way that, to our knowledge, no other continuing legal education course or company has ever done.
Yeah, certainly not the way we're going to do it. I mean, Bob and I have been on television regularly since 2013. We have put two studios in our office. We're sitting in one right now where we are filming Nothing But the Truth. If you haven't seen it, nothingbutthetruthpodcast.com has all the video from all of our guests that we have interviewed. And we're going to use the same studio and the same equipment for our BLGCLE presentations. And it's not just us. We're going to be using our strategic partners and colleagues from other areas of law. And we're going to be presenting on some very unique presentations and content that most haven't seen this way.
Yeah. And so what better person to make the director of this BLGCLE? It's an incorporated company now, and we're getting approval to be able to give these lectures, which is a little bit of a task from the business side point of view. But Christina, when we were talking about blogging and then starting BLGCLE, you were all in. Tell us what your thoughts were.
Yeah, I was so excited about that. I have done CLE classes working for the judiciary, and I feel really passionate about especially teaching new attorneys. We would get the new law clerks in and we would do, you know, an hour on administrative law, on how to write a brief, on how to do citations, which is something that is really not taught so well in law school sometimes, at least in our experience. And then while I was in Central Research, I co-authored the Standards of Review, which is just this 100-page list of all the standards of review on appeal. And that in itself could be, you know, 10 or 11 CLE classes. Like, what standard is there? So I made a motion before trial and I lost that motion. Can I appeal it then? Do I have to wait until the end of the trial? What is the standard? What does the judge look at? You know, all of that is so important when you're writing your appeal. So, yeah, I'm so excited about this because truthfully, I thought when I retired, the thing I wanted to do was teach. And I thought maybe I would, you know, teach at a law school. And then when I talked to you guys, and it was the combination of everything, it was both the research and writing and the CLE courses and the blog posts. It was exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah. And here, what I think is a lot different than if you just go into a traditional venue and teach, which I've done for a long right. time and things and lectures and stuff, is you're the creator, you know, which to me is like, you know, we've got some ideas that are pretty off the hook. Yeah. And there are things that I wish, you know, that I'm turning for. Like, I wish I knew this and I wish I knew that. And a lot of times you see it coming on the listserv or people are like, hey, do you know somebody? Do you know this? Or you just talked about standards of review, for example. A lot of people that are non-lawyers aren't going to know what that means. But all I got to say is down the road, when we do a lecture on that for the lawyers that are going to be listening to that, you want to laminate that bad boy and you want to have that there, just like you do your evidence rules, because you don't need a judge asking, what is the standard of review for this particular motion, this case? Standard review, like proof beyond a reasonable doubt, preponderance of the evidence, things of that nature. In addition to that's trial stuff.
Right.
Then you're talking about the appellate division and things there. So
right. Like what kind of deference the appellate division is going to give to an issue of law where a trial judge makes an issue of, you know, renders an issue of law as opposed to, you know, finding a witness is credible or not. You know, there's different standards of review for the appellate division, and it's important to know those. There's nothing like, you know, I mean, the appellate division does such a great job, even with terrible briefs. But we do see a lot of them where, you know, the attorneys are citing unpublished cases. They're not citing them correctly. It's not the correct standard of review. You know, by the time you're in a couple of pages, you're thinking, like, what can I rely on in this brief? Like, why are any of these arguments worth my reading? So,
thankfully, we have Christina.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you just see the value that Christina brings to BLG. Huddles, blog posts, briefs. Also, we are here to handle appeals as well now. For all of our strategic partners, all areas of law, you need an appeal filed, brief written, you come to the Bianchi Law Group. We have Christina Hall ready, willing and able.
All right, let's do it real quick. That's the end. I wish we had more time, but you will be back again. And they'll be seeing you on BLGCLE and all the stuff that you're writing for us. Great to have you, Christina. It's WMTR Radios. Nothing but the truth of Bob Bianchi, Dave Bruno. We'll be airing on the radio at 10:30 on Saturdays. Dave, where can they find the podcast?
NothingButTheTruthPodcast.com is the one-stop shop for all the videos. And if you guys haven't seen the videos, go and take a look. We've had some excellent guests on already. But not only the videos, we're in podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, various different places to get that content. And also, if you like what we're doing, please share it with somebody else. Give us a like, comment. We appreciate your feedback.
Be well. Thank you, Christine.
You're welcome.
At the Bianchi Law Group, our team of former prosecutors and certified criminal trial attorneys specialize in criminal defense and domestic violence cases. When you need a law firm with courage, compassion, and the commitment to fight for you, call the Bianchi Law Group today.